This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself, a place to discover your passion, the gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
I'm Deanna Lee, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube, Deanna Lee Dance. Also, my dance teams, the Boot Boogie Babes, the Boot Girls, and the Boot Chicks. On Live, Love, Dance, we love taking the opportunity to empower other women. And today, we are super honored to have two former Sea Gals and now current Seahawk dancers with us. Kylie Cook, Haley Kiggins is here. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show today. I know the reason you're here with us is to talk about the 31st annual holiday charity auction that the Seahawk dancers are putting on. It is December 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Lucky Strike in Bellevue. Every single bit of the proceeds is going to benefit the Broadview Women and Children's Shelter and New Beginnings, which helps victims of domestic violence. Let's start with you, Kylie. Tell us a little bit about your history in working with this holiday charity auction for the Seahawk dancers and how it has positively affected you and the ladies at Broadview.
We really take pride in this auction, and granted, we've done it for 31 years, and we decided as a team, even with our transition into the Seahawk dancers, unanimous decision that we were going to continue with this auction. So this is just like a feel-good thing for us. I mean, in the spirit of the holidays, we really like to grab this opportunity and give back to our community, especially to women and children. This was obviously, with formerly being the Sea Gals, this was really our opportunity for women to help women. And now that we have added in our eight gentlemen on our squad too, and that they opted in to also help these women and children, it's huge, and we're so grateful, and we're really excited to do our auction this year and raise as much money as we can and really brighten some holidays.
31 years to be doing a holiday auction, that is a really long time. Who dreamt this up? Who came up with this idea?
By our former director, Sherry Thompson, and I think the story was she just saw this movie that about a mother and a daughter, and they were living in homelessness. They were leaving a situation of domestic violence, and I don't know the exact name of the movie, but that's kind of, she saw this movie and she thought, you know what? What can we do in our community to, you know, help people in this situation? So that's literally how it started, from a movie 31 years ago. And I think at the time the Sea Gals came together and they just gathered kind of some of their old clothing and things they weren't using, and they just donated it. And then over the years it became this auction. And each year we try to top that auction, top how much money we're raising, all the donations that we're getting.
And this is all to benefit Broadview Women and Children's Shelter and New Beginnings, which is a new kind of facet of their organization. Can you tell us more about that?
Basically, Broadview Women and Children's Shelter is a shelter for women and children who are escaping domestic violence situations. So a lot of the time they're fleeing in the middle of the night and with only the clothes on their back and each other. And they don't have anything. So we use the money that we raise to purchase Christmas presents. We receive lists of different items that the women and children would like for the holidays. And we take that money and we go out and we purchase those gifts. We hand purchase those gifts. We wrap them up and we take them to the shelter, and we do it all anonymously. So they don't know. They might know. Maybe it's coming from the Seahawk Dancers, and they can choose if they want to say that, you know, to their child. But I think a lot of them really take the opportunity to say, you know, it came from Santa. It came from mom, because they're in such hard times where they maybe can't purchase gifts for their children for the themselves. So we've been with Broadview Women and Children's Shelter for many, many years now, and we've gotten to add New Beginnings, which is more of like a transitional housing out of Broadview that allows these women or gives these women maybe like first month's rent, bus pass to go to an interview, maybe a new outfit for a job interview, or like a taxi ride to go to something to really get themselves on their feet again. So kind of more of that transitional housing.
It gives us a great overview, and it does empower women. I love what the Seagals began 31 years ago and that they're continuing now, even as they transition. If you follow the Seagals at all, like I do, because I've told you ladies, I'm a massive fan, always have been. And now they've transitioned this year. You talked about the transition into the Seahawk Dancers, which we will talk about a little bit later on mm-hmm. on Live, Love, Dance today, and how you've added men to the team. But knowing now, Haley, that, you know, everyone voted unanimously to be a part of this, you've been a part of the Seagals for, and this, now the Seahawk Dancers for many years. How does it impact you being able to be involved in this charity auction?
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to give back to a community that I've been a part of for so long. I grew up here, went to school here, now I work here. So yeah, I think it gives you the chance to really feel like you're in the holiday spirit. And we are so fortunate to be in the position that we are in now that I think it really means a lot, especially around the holidays, to be able to go in and give, you know, some kind of help, even if it's for, you know, one day for the mothers and the kids to not have to think about the situations that they've been in and can really enjoy spending the holidays together. And, you know, it's not always about gifts, but I think that, you know, brightens up the day, and you know, the kids have a new toy to play with, and maybe mom has, you know, a new robe, or you know, it's even like the littlest things I think that we take for granted that kind of then it, you know, it makes us feel like we can look back on how lucky we are, like I said, to be in the kind of position that we are now. So definitely like an uplifting thing for our team. And in the last couple of years, I've gone and obviously with help from other members on the team, have taken all of these gifts to the shelter and actually get to go in. I don't, you know, we don't hand deliver them, obviously, but like Kylie said, we try to keep it as anonymous as possible. So that,
which is so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it keeps the dignity about it.
Totally. We're not doing
it for recognition.
No, of course yeah. not. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's cool to be able to go in, and I kind of feel like Santa, you know, bringing in my literally just big bags of gifts that are wrapped, and we'll leave them there. And it helps us, you know, it makes me feel good. It makes the team feel good. And I kind of think it kind of like brings it all together, especially around the holidays. I think that's so important.
As representatives of the Seahawk Dancers, you know that our Seahawks here in Seattle do so much for the children yeah. and so much for the community in general. So this is your opportunity to be able to become involved in the community and help out.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful thing that you do. I'm curious, you mentioned a moment ago, Kylie, about how much money you raise each year, and you always try to top it every mm-hmm. year. Do you remember or recall the amount from last year?
I know kind of ballpark range. I think every year we've raised anywhere between like $20,000 and $25,000. It kind of varies
wow.
every year. So like I said, we use that money. They delegate it out like per dancer. So like I could decide that I want to purchase my gifts for 3-year-old little boy. And so then I get my list and my money, and I go and I purchase those gifts. And Haley could maybe choose a mom. I feel like you've done a mom in the
yeah,
past.
I've picked a mom every year.
Yeah. And like she said, the lists are so humbling. I remember my first year, I think the young girl asked for like bubble bath and fuzzy socks.
Mm-hmm.
And then like and razors. It's like you just really you think, oh my gosh, all the things that I'm like taking for granted that are just like mm-hmm. everyday things that you just pick up
right,
on your Target
run. At home.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And And so they're really humbling. So each girl, or now we have gentlemen on our team, will get to sponsor, help one person in the shelter. Some pick up two if they can. And then we delegate a certain amount to New Beginnings, which I talked about. And then in the last couple years, I think the last like, what, 3 or 4 years, we've added the Safeway gift cards.
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
Whatever's left over, we use to purchase Safeway gift cards. And then in each unit in Broadview, they'll get a Safeway gift card. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's really what is needed and wanted, is like to get groceries, to get necessities, to get little things, and you know, or maybe let the child pick something out. So a lot of times you get a lot of gift cards too, and you're like, oh, this is perfect, easy. Yeah. I love a good gift card.
Yeah, me too.
Pick out exactly what you want. So right. Yeah, it'll be really great to see the lists come through this year and what they decide to ask for.
And this is the season of giving. So you're raising all this money, tens of thousands of dollars for the Broadview Women and Children's Shelter and New Beginnings here in the King County in the Seattle area. And I love that the money is going to stay right here. It's Christmas time. People are thinking, gosh, I'd really like to give back. How do I do this? So if someone's listening to Live, Love, Dance today, how can they get involved?
Yeah. So our auction is going to be on December 9th, and it's going to be at Lucky Strike in Bellevue. So we previously used to do it at the Parlor live in Bellevue, and now we're going to transition into Lucky Strike, which I think is going to be kind of a bigger venue and able to like spread out a little bit more and bring people in, and you're welcome to come, and it's a free admission. First off. So
okay.
I think they are. This year, we're going to maybe take a nice little requested donation of $12 at the door for Broadview Women and Children. You know, very fitting. It's free. You know, it's a choice if you would like to donate or not. So free admission. Come ready to bid on some fantastic items. And we do a silent auction. We do a live auction. And then we're going to get to be auctioneers this year for the live auction. We did it last year.
You two are going to be the auctioneers?
Yes. We did it last year, too. It was fun. So we'll be up there. Like, can I get $100? Yeah. Can I get $400?
Can I get $125?
We tried. We see videos of like these like real big time auctions, and we're like, oh my gosh, could you imagine like having to go?
It's a lot of pressure.
They go to auctioneer school for that.
Wow.
Maybe
we
did you know that?
We need to take a class.
Yeah.
Get it on the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
So we have that silent auction, the live auction. We do a raffle too, and the raffle tickets are just $1 each, and the grand raffle prize typically is tickets and sideline passes to a game.
Oh, heck yeah.
We haven't gotten the green light quite on that, but I think it's going to happen.
I'm sure.
So if you think, if you buy like $100 of raffle tickets, you could be winning something that's a lot bigger than that, and the once in a lifetime experience. So we do that, and we do like a wine grab too. A little, you know, like a grab bag at the store.
Oh, I know what wine grab is all about. And those always garner like the most money, because who doesn't want to go home with a bottle of wine?
Yeah, it's like you put in like $10 or $15, and then you get to grab, you know, don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to get a bottle of wine. And we do that too. So a lot of different items, and we can definitely like talk about all the fun items. We brought a little cheat sheet here.
Well, I would love to know more about what you're going to have at the auction. I mean, what can people look forward to if they're coming to Lucky Strike in Bellevue December 9th? It's the 31st annual holiday charity auction with the Seahawk Dancers, raising money for Broadview Women and Children's Shelter and New Beginnings. And I'm sure people are going to come ready with their wallets open and their checkbooks handy. So what will they be bidding on?
Yeah, we've got a lot of really, really awesome items. Mm-hmm. We always do a really good job, I should say, you know, procuring these items. But I think this year we've really stepped it up. One of the things that I'm going to have my friends and family try to bid on are these Elite Island Resort packages that one of our dancers, Caroline, was able to procure. And let me tell you, I was looking this up online, the different kind of things that are all included in it. It's a 7-night hotel stay. I'm pretty sure it's all inclusive, including water sports and food and beverages. And I think they're all kind of in the Caribbean area. So like Antigua.
Anywhere warm and sunny.
Yeah. I mean,
anywhere, right?
No, I was looking up the pictures online at these, you know, of these rooms that you can get, and I'm just blown away. So I think that's the first time, at least since I've been on the team, that we've had something like that. We also have a lot of sports kind of themes here. A couple tickets to a 2020 Mariners game. You can get Harry the Husky for all of you UW fans to come to one of your birthday parties, visits, private events. We have some signed merchandise from some Sounders.
We've got some really great items on this list, and I know that all of the money that you raise for this is going to impact women in our community in so many positive ways, giving them back dignity, giving them back a sense of hope, the way that it's going to make their children feel. And when they see their children smile, probably for the first time in a while, after the traumatic episodes that they go through that lead them to a place like this, seeing their children smile is going to be the best Christmas present that you could give a mom in that type of situation. So you truly are doing angel's work here, and we applaud you for that. If you're wanting to be a part of this, we encourage you to go to the Seahawk Dancers 31st Annual Holiday Charity Auction. Again, it's December 9th at the Lucky Strike in Bellevue. We wouldn't be here talking to you, ladies, if you weren't at every single Seahawk game and if you weren't out there dancing. I gotta admit, I've been watching you, of course, you know, because I'm a huge fan, but I've been watching really closely this year because of the transition from Seagals to now adding men dancers for the very first time. Kylie, what has that transition been like for you, and how is it now on the field with those guys out there dancing along with you Seagals?
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, I think at first any change is a little bit scary, and you're like, what's going to happen? I don't know what it's going to look like. But they did a really good job in kind of making the transition happen smoothly. We were, Haley and I and 28 other women made a Seagals squad back in April. And then a couple weeks after that, they held a more hip hop type style audition, a little bit different than the jazz and the palm that we're used to doing. And they added 8 male dancers and 2 female dancers to make a full team of 38 at the time. And so we now are the Seahawks dancers, and they have really, we've really broadened our horizons on, you know, dance and what can the fans come to the game and see that's different than what they're used to seeing. So we're still doing a little bit that jazz palm, that really powerful, sexy Seagal style that our community knows and loves, adding that little bit of hip hop, kind of what you maybe would see with the NBA dancers.
Right.
That's really energetic and upbeat and different and fun. So it's been a really good transition. The 8 male dancers we have on our team, they are so awesome. Like,
we can't say enough about them.
We can't. Like, every time we watch them dance, I'm shocked. Every time. They're amazing, and they are very accomplished dancers in their own right, and have worked on a lot of projects here in LA and abroad.
A lot of artists.
And what is the energy like, Haley, with the guys on the field with you? How is it different? How is it better? What does it feel like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new energy. It's so much fun to see people really enjoying the men being on the sidelines. And I don't really know, honestly, how to describe the kind of energy that they bring. I think it's kind of like me seeing myself rookie year and just being able to experience like all the new things, you know. I don't think any of our men have ever danced on football sidelines before.
Right.
And so I think it's really cool to, you know, see, like, I remember the first game, I remember seeing their eyes and the female rookies as well. But I think just seeing them light up at the sight of CenturyLink and all those tens of thousands of fans in the stands and how loud it gets. I mean, maybe we're used to it now, but I think it's really cool to kind of see them enjoying that kind of performance and that kind of audience.
The 12s have been awesome. Like, yeah, they would get the opportunity to be on. Like, a lot of them have explained, like, there's not a ton of opportunity for male dancers after college.
Right.
Maybe you were on your dance or your spirit squad in college, and like, what do you do after that? Unless there hasn't been many professional outlets. And of course, in the NFL, male dancers are coming up on all the teams in the NFL, but they're very new. So we have been the first to kind of
You're trailblazers.
To kind of do it in this way, we're really honored. And, you know, we kind of hope maybe some of the other teams will model after that.
I like it. Well, let's talk about the Seahawks for a second, because you ladies mentioned you were just at a game recently.
Yes, we were at the Monday Night Football game in San Francisco. And let me tell you, if you guys weren't there and you're watching from your TVs, you guys were probably screaming just as loud as we were there. It was an unbelievable game the whole way through. The ending was absolutely insane. We were so happy to be. And there's something different about being in like an enemy territory, and especially with a big game like that. You know, it really felt like a playoff game. And I think the energy is different when, you know, you're not the home team and you're in there and you're in a sea of red, and you got your blue and green on. So yeah, it was awesome, especially to come away with a win. And yeah,
Represent.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I love it. Well, one of my favorite things after that game is people, I'm marking myself safe.
I saw that on the, Facebook.
Yeah. From the Seahawk game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we barely made it, but yeah. We were safe. It was crazy.
That was such a good one. Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today and share about the great charity work that you're going to be doing again this year in our community and your way of giving back. And we encourage people to go to Lucky Strike on December 9th in Bellevue. What is the time of the auction?
Yeah. 6 to 9.
6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, ladies, have a great time Sunday. Are you don't travel to away games unless it's kind of like a...
Just
it's on your own.
Super Bowl. So, you know.
So, cross your fingers out there. We would love a trip to Miami.
Yeah. So, we were like, we don't want to. We'll just kind of think about it a little bit. Yeah. But, yeah, just Super Bowl would be the only one we'd travel to. So, this Sunday, 10 a.m.? So, we'll be having breakfast and watching from the couch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is always nice, you know. Yeah. But we're excited to be back for a Monday Night Football in a couple
weeks. You've been to a Super Bowl game.
I have.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So take me to one. All right.
And you've cheered at a Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my rookie year too. It's like your rookie year already is like such a blur because you're just kind of trying to keep your head above water and just follow the veterans and management. So I would love to go back and kind of soak it in a little bit more. But if not, that's okay. I have that really awesome experience in Arizona.
We're putting our wish list out there, Seahawks. Okay.
I know. That's on my holiday wish list.
Santa.
Please.
Kylie Cook and Haley Kiggins, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm Deanna Lee. Until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.